Jerry Bader Show 1046. I should point out that it's as we approach Memorial Day weekend, when we remember those who served and gave all, that there is a scandal of this magnitude, and it's in largely a result to a broken system. And just like all of the other very legitimate scandals, Democrats are going to try to delegitimize this one, put up firewalls and say, no, this is all about politics and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if this one's going to stick this time. Because I asked Jason, you know, I said, well, you're taking a lot of calls over there. Does anyone want to come on the air? He said, it's just people that are really angry. They're just mad as hell. And they just want to vent. Well, I don't blame them. Dennis in the Valley. Dennis, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry, good morning.
Morning.
There's been talk about sending veterans to private doctors for care.
Mm-hmm.
The question that arises is, when a veteran goes sees a private doctor, how many months upon months upon months before those doctors are paid? Maybe we can ask Senator Baldwin and Johnson why there's such a delay. And if there is such a delay, how many veterans will they continue seeing?
You know, I don't have the answer to that. And I also, Dennis, don't doubt you at all about that delay. I don't know exactly what the delays are in that. But here's the part, thanks for the call. The Wall Street Journal is saying is actually what's happening is VA centers are getting additional money for those vouchers to send them to private doctors, but they're just basically, at least in one case, banked the money. Didn't make the referrals, but didn't do any additional colonoscopies. So where did the rest of that $1 million go? What did they say they spent? Like some $200,000. That's the problem. But that this is a broken system. And that any government-run system is going to be a broken system is the problem. This is the same piece of junk that Paul Krugman held up as a shining example of government-run health care and why we should be all over it. I have said for years, I think both political parties, have been negligent in taking care of veterans. I really believe that. In any number of ways. But whatever the government's going to do, and particularly those who have had service-related injuries and maladies, I think the government should take care of them. But we have to admit that the way in which we have been doing it is grossly deficient. It's just, it is. And yes, this scandal is new, but the root causes behind it are not. And yes, this is exactly where Obamacare is headed. Debbie in Appleton. Debbie, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I was just talking about the same subject with my mother, who is a retired nurse. And when she was in nurse's training down in Chicago, part of her rotation was at the VA hospital down there. And back then, they too would do the powwows on how can we improve this. And that back in 1959, they had already said the best thing to do would be to get the VA, close it down, and just give all of our servicemen vouchers. And it's just gotten worse since.
Debbie, thanks for the call. Yeah, and I concede that this is not a new problem. I concede that. It has gotten worse. It's gotten considerably worse over the last 10 years, and that includes the 5.5 years, nearly 5 years, I guess, in some months, of the Obama administration. And he pledged, he knew it was a problem, he pledged he was going to deal with this. And as Republicans try to dig into it, you know they're just going to be stonewalled. A couple of other ones to end the show. They're not related, really, but it's about things being said about you online. A University of Wisconsin-Madison student from Minnesota posted a video online. I'm Stella Ann. I'm 18 from Minnesota, the brunette says into the camera. She wears a beige blouse and speaks in the flat tones of the Midwest. I want to be a major in biology, minor in chemistry, and I want to be an anesthesiologist, she adds. She's speaking of her real life, but this wasn't that reality. It was an amateur porn video posted on a website called Casting Couch X. And her name wasn't Stella Ann, it was Alyssa Funky. Oh, no, she wasn't Madison. I'm sorry. She was not Madison. UW River Falls. She was a native of Stillwater, Minnesota, and a straight-A biology student at the University of Wisconsin at River Falls. Days after the video was posted in March, she started receiving derisive messages flooding her Twitter and Facebook accounts. She, I think in April, took a shotgun and committed suicide. Her family is convinced it's because of the things her former high school classmates, since she was only a year removed from high school, said about her, knowing she was doing porn. She tried to be defiant. Ultimately, though, her family says it was too much for her. The comments that I saw, I wouldn't call hate-filled. They were snarky. They found out one of their classmates, look, these are still kids. They found out their classmate was in porn movies. This happened in the Green Bay area, where a young lady who recently graduated from high school went into porn movies. This stuff shows up online. Her classmates, as you can imagine, had a lot of fun with it. I don't see this as the type of stalking thing and other bullying things, and I wouldn't call this bullying. Look, this is tragic. On the other hand, did she not know this would be coming if she did this? That this is the way her classmates would respond? I don't see it as a bullying situation. UW Whitewater, again. This time, UW Whitewater professor sues over students' online comments. It's one of these teacher ratings things. What she's saying is that he made false statements. She's communications professor Sally Vogel Bauer. He says what a lousy professor she is, and she ruined his academic career. It's why he flunked out. Didn't belong in college. His claims about her were he didn't belong in college, labeled him as a horrible student, docked him points on assignments, caused him to fail out of school. He says he spoke with her knowing he was struggling, and then he failed the class. She says these things are false, and that he defamed her with the bad reviews. I don't know enough about this to know how I feel about this one. I can tell you doctors, college professors, and others have struggled suing over these things because courts have been reluctant to stifle free speech. She's going to have to prove that he said something demonstrably false. I mean, she's going to have proof that he said this about me publicly. It was false. And here's my proof. If she can't do that, I don't think she has a case. My gut is she doesn't have a case. But we'll see. Here's what I will say. Now, his was not anonymous. These anonymous postings of this nature is where I disagree with. Jason wants to know, can we please leave the UW-Whitewater Warhawks alone? Can we leave his alma mater alone? Hey, you're probably as famous as any of their alumni. When are they going to have you give the commencement address? You should be all over that. You produce a television show, a radio show. Boy, is it Friday. A radio show. Am I ready for a weekend or what? A radio show heard through much of the state. There must be someone famous from UW-Whitewater, huh? If we look that up, I'm sure there's somebody. But yes, your alma mater in the news again. I don't think she's going to have much hope. After show video, a Democratic war on one woman. Great piece today by Kimberly Strassel. We'll get to that. I mentioned earlier, of course, we are coming up on Memorial Day weekend. Thanks to all who serve. God bless the families of those who have lost loved ones serving our country. And each and every year, Jason plans something musically. So even though it's only 10:56, just slightly earlier than usual, not 10:58, Rush Limbaugh's still at 11:06, but we leave you with this. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. An American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free.
The Jerry Bader Show. You can call Glenn a lot of things.
Pot, calling the kettle.
Just don't call him inconsistent.
I don't care what you say about me. I'm at least consistent.
Saturday morning at 5.
You've got to be consistent.